Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, Molly Ringwald, like numerous young actresses, faced exploitation in Hollywood during her rise to fame. This is from Molly.
I wasn't raped by Harvey Weinstein, so right. I'm, you know, grateful for that. But I also did write an essay for The New Yorker, which was like, it's not all Harvey Weinstein. Like, he's not the only one. Yeah, I was definitely in unquestionable situations.
The Breakfast Club star revealed she didn't socialize in the celebrity scene during her youth. Snoop Dogg discussed Kendrick Lamar and Drake's feud with E.T., detailing how their diss tracks have impacted the rap scene. I didn't think about it like this.
Since the confrontation or whatever you call it, whatever they went through, those are my nephews. I'm not in the middle of it. I support both of them, and that's personal business, not my business. But as far as what they did for the industry and the rap game, they made you rap again. Mm-hmm. You can't just mumble your way and gimmick your way to a song no more, buddy.
Ooh. Blake Lively apparently pranked Penn Badgley during their Gossip Girl days to convince him that Steven Tyler from Aerosmith was his real dad. She even got his representatives and his mom in on it. That's just mean. A trailer for the Ronald Reagan biopic Reagan starring Dennis Quaid is out.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not going to fire a single shot.
You're going to blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think that got their undies in a while, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
Ooh, I don't want to relive that. The film traces Reagan's life and political career. The cast includes John Voight, Penelope Ann Miller, and Scott Stapp. You know, of Creed, plays Frank Sinatra. Billie Eilish thinks three-hour concerts are literally psychotic. She says, nobody wants that. You guys don't want that. I don't want that. I don't even want that as a fan. Okay. Pete Davidson has been receiving support after he abruptly left the stage during his prehab tour in Omaha, Nebraska, due to persistent heckling from the audience. A fan spoke out.
Because you see crowd work on TikTok that you think every comedian now needs to be heckled to the point that they leave stage with one joke left.
Yeah, I'm not a heckler. I'm not into that. I sat in the front row at a Tim Hawkins concert, and he heckled me. Christy Brinkley spoke about her skincare diagnosis, discussed how it was found during an appointment with her daughter.
As he was putting away his little thing, I said, before you put that away, do you think you could just look at this? And he looked, and he goes, we've got to do a biopsy immediately.
Wow.
This is something.
Yeah, it was on the side of her face. Anyway, she encouraged others to get screened for skin cancer. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Darius Rucker has a memoir called Life's Too Short. And he's out, you know, making the rounds and talked about being arrested for drug possession in Tennessee earlier this year.
It's funny because I'd go into a friend's house and they were moving and asked me to take some stuff. And I did and got pulled and got stopped. And the crazy thing was they let me go. And it was a year later that I get a phone call from that said there was a warrant for my arrest. So I went down and we handled it, and my lawyers are taking care of it, and, you know, it is what it is.
He was helping a friend move some things? It's like the typical, it ain't mine! It ain't mine! I'm just holding it for a friend! All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. Don't get me wrong, I love Darius Rucker. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome!